Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
We have no Penelope Noir this morning, but we do have a special guest, kia ora Doris DuPont, who is the, I guess you're the brains and the energy behind New Zealand's Fashion Museum. How are you this morning, Doris?
I'm very well, thank you, Rachel.
It's great to chat to you about a very awesome exhibition which people might have seen if they've been wandering around Britomart recently. It's called Too Fashion. It's also up on the website, the New Zealand Fashion Museum's website. What's it all about?
Well, we're working very hard to redeem the reputation of fashion.
Excellent.
For a very long time, considered something of a dirty word, you know, fast fashion and, you know, fluff, superficial. But worst of all, it's been sort of tagged as female, you know, horrid. this exhibition really addresses that and looks at fashion as something that we actually all do every day. We get up in the morning and we fashion our identities. And so that's what this exhibition is doing. It's about fashioning identity. And it's we've invited 12 people that represent in a way the demographic of Auckland, so Pacific Island, Māori, Pākehā, Asian, other, male, female, and other genders, and ages, you know, from sort of 20 to 70. So it's a little slice of Auckland of people who, we're very aware, we're consciously dressing themselves already.
Yeah.
And, it's a sort of an invitation for everybody to, I suppose, look in the mirror and think some more about what they're doing when they're getting dressed.
I mean, it's a really wonderful exhibition to walk past. It's up in the sort of the Britomart kind of area. You can see these amazing, huge photographs of people, as you've said, that are a really, I think, strong slice of Tāmaki Makaurau, and also a lot of people that you might recognise because they do stuff in the kind of creative space, or there's some, sports legends on there. You've got John Kirwan, which is awesome. You've got people like Tanya Barlow, who's an amazing makeup and nail artist who's worked with lots of people. You've got Tay Tibble, who's the wonderful author, and heaps of musicians, Nava, who people will know from Noah Records. There's some really awesome people represented here, and their clothes are amazing. And as you say, these are people who are dressing with intent, who are really aware of the way that the things they put on their body represent themselves and represent the world they're sort of walking into. But as you said, we kind of all do that. What sort of, I guess, for you, drew you towards this particular, I guess, way of presenting fashion in a public space and with people who, you know, people might recognise from around the community?
Well, as I said, it's that, you know, to sort of rehabilitate that word. Fashion's not just on the runways and in the shop windows of the high street. You know, fashion is in our own wardrobes. And the lovely thing about this exhibition, so they're life-size portraits, true to life size, and they're taken by Edith Amatū and I, who people may know her photography, but she has a beautiful sort of sensibility to actually capture the essence of someone, the spirit of someone. We've also made video interviews with these people, so those discussions about, I suppose, the three considerations when people are dressing, you know, the things that they think about how they represent themselves, about which things are important to them, which things are of value to them. So it's really just, I suppose, a sort of a consciousness raising exercise to help us all to realise that we fashion identity. I mean, every baby is born naked, and the very first thing that they do to a baby is they wrap it in cloth. And so from that very first moment, really, until we are wrapped into that shroud again at the end, every day we cloak ourselves in in clothing that speaks of who we are or how we want to be seen, not necessarily, yeah. You know, sometimes it's a good thing to hide behind, you know, so it's a, you know, it's a fun, yeah, it's just a fun thing to play with, but also it's really just to be very much more aware of the role and the importance of clothing in our culture and how we express that.
I had such a great time yesterday, just like tucked up in bed watching all these videos that are on the Fashion Museum website. I mean, they're fascinating. The conversations are really awesome. And they're also quite inspiring as well, just hearing people talk about why clothes are important to them, or as you said, how people use it and the various ways people use fashion as a tool or as a form of expression. It's a really lovely series of, I guess, small documentaries of what's going on in New Zealand's fashion at the moment.
Yes. I think that's the thing too, isn't it? So we're the New Zealand Fashion Museum, so we are, our conversation is about New Zealand fashion and how that reflects who, you know, who we are and how that's changed over time. I think that's one of the things that I love most about what's came out of this exhibition, how people look to their heritage and their past, and often the things that they've chosen to wear for their portraits are things that have very deep value to them. You know, they've been gifted, or they're reminders of their sort of aesthetic of their parents, or clothing is a thing of, you know, very deep personal value, really.
Tell us a little bit more about the New Zealand Fashion Museum for people who might not be familiar with it. It's an incredible, incredible resource, an incredible force. But what is it all about, Doris?
Yes, so it is indeed was established to cast a lens on our own fashion, our own fashion history. We're unusual in that we are a museum without a collection and a museum without a building. So we're a purely digital museum, and we curate physical exhibitions from time to time for people to, so they can interact with them, as is this exhibition downtown. So, and because we don't have a collection, we don't have a building, our storytelling, of necessity draws on the community, so on the garments and stories of New Zealand, so that the garments that people have got and share with us and share their stories with us. And so it's been going now for 12 years, there's a huge amount of discussion in museum circles these days about decoloniality and multivocal presentations. And in fact, that's what the Fashion Museum has been doing for the last 12 years, really, is opening it as a platform or a space where people can share their fashion experience.
It's a really wonderful space. I mean, you can spend many happy hours sort of like reading what's up on the website there. And I would really encourage people to go and, if they can, head down to Britomart and see the beautiful beautiful photographs from Edith that are down there for the Two Fashion exhibition, but also to spend some time on the website and really get stuck into some of these stories. It's a really nice way to, as you say, I found myself reflecting on, you know, the clothes we wear and the reason we wear them. And I think that's something that we all think about more and more, is a little bit more intention behind why we dress, particularly when we get these more conversations about sustainability and about where our clothes come from, and that's becoming a much more mainstream kind of conversation. It's really interesting to sort of see these people reflecting on that in their own ways and reflecting on heritage and that kind of like future space as well. So it's a really wonderful exhibition, Doris. I'm super pleased that it exists.
Lovely. Thank you. I'm very happy to hear that that you have read in the exhibition and what we've done, the intent of it. So so that's very heartening. You know, often you do things and you don't know if people have picked up on that. So it's lovely to hear. So thank you.
Well, thank you for speaking with us this morning, Doris DuPont from the New Zealand Fashion Museum, about Two Fashion, really wonderful exhibition. What's next
Zealand? Well, one thing that's happening very next is... on last Saturday, we had a street photographer in down at Britomart.
Awesome.
And she is back again on Sunday, this coming Sunday, between 10 and 1. So for people who feel inspired by seeing what other people have done, get your glad rags on, or, you know, get on something that that speaks of who you are and go and get your photo taken. And that will be added to our... to our social media channels, and will be shared through the exhibition later too.
That's wonderful. Hey, thank you so much, Doris. Have a lovely rest of your morning. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.